Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Back again at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Jefferson. It is the 2022 Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival, September 9th through the 11th. Bob Black has been there since its inception, and we're looking forward to a full show this year. Now, the last time that I talked to you, Bob, we were still all a little tentative on how crowds were going to respond to big shows, opportunities to be involved in some face-to-face judging, or maybe it was educational experiences. How are you feeling going into the 2022 show?
Well, Pam, I'm really kind of a little bit overwhelmed, actually, because we've had an unprecedented number of registrations for classes, fiber arts classes this year, and a really big push to get catalogs. Since middle of January, we've had almost 500 requests for catalogs, which I've never really seen before in the past. That's not a big number, maybe for some other organizations, but for us, that's really a step up, and it shows that interest has come back.
Boy, that's nice to hear. And that fiber arts business, I mean, for people that don't understand that business, Bob, it's kind of specialized depending on what type of fiber you want to work with.
Yes, it is. And this year we have an offering of 100 different fiber arts classes for people to choose from, which is one of the, if not the largest, one, certainly one of the largest offerings in the country. So they can, they've got a really broad range. No matter what their interest with yarn or wool, we've probably got something that'll fit them.
Sure. Now, Bob, let's retrace our history just a little bit here. For people that don't realize, Wisconsin's always been kind of a gathering place for people that have been involved in the sheep industry. That continues today with the Sheep and Wool Festival. But give them a little sense of how this all started and why Wisconsin plays such a critical role for a gathering of shepherds and people interested in that fiber art.
Well, of course, the seed was planted way back in 1978. And the Wisconsin Sheep Breeders Cooperative started the Wisconsin Sheep Industry Conference, which ran for over 20 years. Some people might remember that as being held down at Madison at the Holiday Inn. And that drew producers from across the state and the Midwest. And that was really where this whole thing got started. 20 years ago, and this is our 20th anniversary, we switched gears a little bit and made it into a festival format, which would draw in the general public. And so that's where the fiber arts really took off. We offered fiber arts classes back in the old sheep industry conference days, but nothing that would parallel anything that we've got like today. So that's really where it got started, and it's just taken off since then.
I remember the old make it yourself with wool competition. That was kind of the impetus of taking another look at how we can use, shall we say, the byproducts of the sheep and lamb industry. Let's talk a little bit more about why Wisconsin seems to play such a critical role when it comes to sheep in the upper Midwest. What is it about our state makeup, Bob?
Well, I think you've got really interested producers and certainly people who are willing to volunteer and step up to make things happen. I think that's crucial. And Wisconsin seems to be kind of a center point for that sort of response to a need and in the interest of educating people.
Let me ask you, Bob, as a veteran yourself in the sheep industry, there may be a lot of folks now that are even more than before thinking about getting their kids involved in that kind of project. They've got a couple acres. They feel that lambs or sheep are manageable. Walk us through a couple bullet points you encourage them to consider before they get engaged in the industry. And obviously taking the show in is one of those big items.
It certainly is. And I would recommend that anyone interested in getting into sheep production, whether it's for the fiber, for meat, for sheep dairy products, that they get close to and actually use as a mentor, someone who's deeply involved and is willing to show them the ropes. I think there are a lot of people in the state that are willing to do that, but you need to get close, up close and personal with a producer that's actually really interested in, I guess, making a living, making money, showing a profit. Those are key items that I think any new producer needs to get close to and understand.
Well, and the camaraderie, I mean, the sheep industry in Wisconsin's a very close-knit bunch, regardless of what breed you're looking at or what avenue you're pursuing as far as using those lambs. You guys are a pretty tight bunch, ready to point direction if somebody else has got to answer a question.
That's exactly right. The Wisconsin Sheep Breeders Co-op is a good place to go to find not only different members that are doing different breeds, but also for the education aspect.
Now, let's do some logistics here, Bob. If I've never gone to the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival, again, folks, it's coming up September 9th through the 11th at the Jefferson County Fair Park in Jefferson. Walk me through. Are there certain days that focus in on certain elements of the industry? I know you've also got stock dog trials that go on. So people have to understand there's a lot of different things happening over the course of those 3 days. How do you explain or suggest they run through their itinerary?
Well, I think one of the best things, of course, would be either to request a catalog if you haven't received one, which you can do on our website, or go to the website and just walk through the, we have over 50 pages of information there, different activities. You mentioned Make It With Wool. We've got 3 full days of sheep shows this year, which is that's a change from previous years. And we've got everything from the Hall of Breeds to newborn lambs and, of course, shearing demonstrations. You mentioned the stock dog trials. And, of course, the country store. We've got 122 vendors from 15 states plus Wisconsin. There's just a lot to see and do. And I would recommend that, again, go to the website, just take a look, and I guess plan your weekend, because it might take a weekend to do it all.
That's what I was just going to say. I'm tired already. Remember that website, folks, WisconsinSheepAndWoolFestival.com. Spell it all out, WisconsinSheepAndWoolFestival.com. Bob, as somebody that's been in the industry for your career, tell me about some of the trends that you're noticing today. What are the growers interested in learning about? Are there some new genetics that are getting people excited? Give me a little sense on what you're paying attention to.
Well, I think the one thing that's hits me this year as far as the festival is concerned is we've got a renewed interest from the sheep dairy industry in the state, which, of course, Wisconsin was one of the leaders back 30 years ago in getting this going. But this resurgence is pretty clear now for the Sheep Dairy Association of Wisconsin, and they are sort of partnering with us this year with the education. So anybody that's interested in taking a look at this business, they will have a really good opportunity to get some information by coming to a free session on Saturday, which will allow them to take a look at the industry from an overview standpoint. And there will be a panel of both producers, processors, and sheep dairy experts available to talk to. So that's one of the things that really strikes me. And then, of course, as far as the sheep industry itself, and we're seeing a gradual turn toward improved genetics. I think the National Sheep Improvement Program has really led the way there to get people more interested in improving lamb quality, improving fiber quality. So, yeah, there's some definite changes on the horizon, and we're going through those changes as we speak.
You feel fairly optimistic about it, though?
I do. There are challenges. There always have been for this industry, and there will continue to be. But I think for people who go at it with a business sense they're definitely going to have an opportunity to succeed.
Excellent. Bob Black along with us from Columbus. Again, he's one of the drivers behind the Wisconsin Sheep and Wolf Festival, celebrating their 20th anniversary, September 9th through the 11th at Jefferson County Fair Park in Jefferson. As he said, they've got more than 50 pages worth of options for you, from fiber arts to stock dog trials, and of course, all the sheep shows that are going on, as well as the country store. Check it out online, Wisconsin Sheep and Wolf Festival.com, all spelled out. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.